What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to get out there. Like kind of like Coach said, you're getting a rhythm. There's going to be good plays and bad plays in the game. And so when you get back out there and get to kind of get in a rhythm, play ball, because you do learn in game too, kind of get a feel for the defense, things like that. And so, yeah, a lot of fun. Felt good. We got, I think, over 50 plays. It's pretty sweet.
Just being around the guys, just seeing different ways, like just different styles every day, and just trying to add it to my game. Because last year was a little rocky for me, just being out and just watching and just – it was a lot of trials and tribulations for me last year.
You know, it's fun. Like, it's special, and that's something that's, you know, celebrate a little bit with my family just now. And I'm just really, really excited to be in Baltimore. Like, it was one of those things just through the whole draft process and even the last 3 months, I've just seen so many things fall into place.
Adisa has a dislocated elbow, so he'll be out for a few weeks at least. We'll see the extent of it probably tomorrow. And that was his injury.
That stinks. The perils of preseason football, well, football in general, it is a violent sport. Deza Isaac, we've talked about him 1,000 times here on the show. Vinny and Haney, Nolan McGraw, 105.7 The Fan. That he, if there was a competition between he and David Ajabo for that last spot, he had taken the lead, and he was in a pretty significant position of strength. Now, as you just heard John Harbaugh say, dislocated elbow, at least for a few weeks. I'm guessing this got PUP or all over it, for unfortunately, for a guy who was really having a good camp.
Yeah, it was on special teams, too. I remember it because he was laying on the field grabbing his arm, and I go, oh, crap. You know, and so I feel bad for the kid. But, yeah, he'll be... whatever that 4-week IR is, or what, he'll be on something like that. And, you know, so there was the talk, do you keep 6 pass rushers? Do you keep 5? You know, do you trade Ajabo? Is Ajabo going to make it? Ajabo just made it.
Yep.
So now they got 5. And that's, unless they were to go get a guy, but I don't anticipate that. But, yeah, it's that's what happens.
Yeah, and for Adisa Isaac, as we said, having a good camp, making the team, he's got to be miserable right now. First of all, he's hurt, so he's overcoming the pain threshold. But, you know, a chance to be ready for the Buffalo Bills national TV Sunday night, he's not going to be there. And it's got to be a gut punch for a young guy like him entering his second year in the league.
Well, Bob, the thing about it was he was hurt most of last year with the hammies and all that. So, yeah, and he was on... I don't know how much run he would have got rushing a passer versus Buffalo, but he was on all the teams. So, yeah, totally, totally disappointing for that kid because, like you said, Bob, he was coming on and he was making some plays.
Now, we also heard from Tyler Loop, the Looper. John Harbaugh announced after the game Saturday the throttling of the Dallas Cowboys, 31-13. The Loop was going to be the kicker. He had won the job. No more drama anymore. 5 out of 6. Missed a 50-yarder, but redeemed himself and bounced back after the fact in front of his home fans. So Tyler Loop, no real surprise that he has won the job. Now we just let the games play and see how he performs in these regular season games, as the Ravens have a very interesting, tough schedule to start the season.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He's got 3 weeks, you know, before the Buffalo game, so he's got... 3 weeks of whatever he and Randy Brown need to work on, just keep working on it. But he's passed all tests. You know, I mean, would you have liked to make him 6 for 6? Of course. Yeah. But he was 2 for 3 from 50-plus, which is pretty good. So take that. And again, Bob, the nice thing is, you know, like he missed the one, but then he gets a chance to come back and drill a 52-yarder. So then it's caps off the night very well.
So Tyler Loop will be the Ravens kicker here in 2025 and hopefully for many years to come. Rasheen Ali, heard from him as well. And, you know, serviceable day running the football. Yep. He had the hand, the deflection turned into a pick. But Dearness Johnson, you know, he's the one, well, he fumbled. But anyway, they both had their moments. But Rasheen Ali has done what through training camp and two preseason games to, you know, make the Ravens think a little bit? Because we know that their running back room is already pretty stout at this time.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, that was a lot of the questions to Harbs after the game. And, you know, he was like, I'd like to, you know, keep four. You know, not Ricard, not counting, but four running backs. And, you know, because he's a good kick returner, too. So, yeah, can you keep four? Yeah, you can. But then, you know, you can only go to 53, period. You can't go to 54. You can only go to 53. So, yeah, can I have four running backs? Yep, but then it's got to come from somewhere else. And that's the mathematics that you got to do.
So you think he's secure or he's still a bubble guy?
Ajabo getting hurt probably helps him. Or not Ajabo. Isaac getting hurt probably helps that. You know, keeping nine offensive linemen would help that. DBs, how many do they keep DBs? I think they need to keep 11. I mean, you're going to have seven on the field some of the times. So, you know, you don't have a lot of extras there. So, can they? Will they? Because I think what they'll do, Bob, is with Urban, I think they'll cut Urban, but he's a vested veteran. They'll have a deal already worked out for him, and he'll stay. So that'll give him a spot there to get through with. So we'll see how the mathematics turn out and how they're going to come up with. And, you know, is anybody going to get hurt, you know, in the game Saturday? Because I'm guessing, Bob, that on Saturday, I'll be shocked if Rosengarten, Falele, and those guys are playing.
Oh, shut it down with the starters.
Totally.
Enough of that nonsense. And Cooper Rush made his return to Dallas to a pick six. Did throw a touchdown. Kirkwood there on fourth down and, you know, extended the play, made the play, but 20 of 30, 198, the TD we just talked about, and two interceptions. One's the touchdown, the other was the deflected off of Ali. Quarterback rating of 68.5, and then Leary was 5 for 10 himself for 53 yards. So the combined rating of the backup quarterbacks, 67.8. They were basically dreadful against the Colts.
Yeah.
What kind of uptick did we see Saturday against Dallas?
Well, I thought LeJonte Wester was terrible as a receiver. Catching punts, thought he did good. You know, but his route running was pathetic, and that caused one of the interceptions. Because, you know, I saw in one, Harb says, well, they grabbed him. You got to play physical, man. You know, it's a physical game. And he ran bad routes. And even the pick six, that was a bad route. You know, I mean, you got to lean into that guy, push off, do whatever. And, you know, on TV they were saying, you know, they hit him 5 yards after 5 yards. I mean, that happens all the time. You think if that would have been D-Hop, that would have been a completion probably because of contested catch. He lost every contested catch, and he gets pushed around too much, you know, as a receiver. So I thought he caused a lot of it. I thought Cooper Rush made some nice plays. I thought he actually played pretty good. And, you know, his quarterback rating, if he didn't have the two interceptions, you know, probably would have been around 100 or so.
Now, with Wester, we go from one game to the next.
Yeah.
I mean, very impressive. He was the standout of week one. Saturday, maybe not so much. I mean, he's still making the team, right?
Yeah,
He's not in that level of concern, but we talk about stacking whatever sport it is, just stack positive performances. And you were saying, because you were out there last week, by the way, training camp last week starts today, one winning drive, but he was a little shaky last week at practice.
Yeah, and Bob, the one he dropped, I mean, that was right in his hand. That was, you know, that was a perfect throw. And you're exactly right. I said a couple days in a row, he was dropping balls. And what did he do? drop balls. He didn't have a catch in this game, you know, but he did a great job catching punts. So against Buffalo, I'm guessing he'll be the punt returner, but he will not. I would be shocked if he saw the field as a receiver.
It's 88-81-057 The Fan. Nolan McGraw, what were your impressions? And obviously you have 3.5 more hours to get into this stuff. Of Saturday's Ravens demolition of the Dallas Cowboys, who, by the way, I know it's not their full roster. They don't look all that great.
No.
Dallas. What do you think, Aaron Nolan?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest takeaway now is what's left to actually determine here. You know, the big news, obviously unfortunate with Adisa Isaac, but that was one of the last actual intriguing camp battles, if you will. So if that's already been settled for at least the way the roster is going to look out of camp, I don't know. I mean, is there anything to play for when they take on the Commanders next Saturday?
I'd be shocked if anybody on the 50, there might be four or five guys that are going to be on the 53 that probably have to play just because of numbers. I'm guessing like Sanusi, Kane, and Tampa and
Bo Braid.
Oh, Bo. Yeah, Bo's on the bubble. So, yeah, he'll be playing a lot, I would think.
Now, Harbaugh did say that they intend to keep four running backs. That's something to actually monitor moving forward. Seems unlikely to me, but obviously Rasheen Ali is the one we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Does he get run on Saturday?
Yeah. Well, you know who might too is if Keaton Mitchell's got a hammy is what they said. Keaton might get a little run too, possibly. You know, because not going to get a lot of carries against Buffalo probably, and the stuff that he'll get will be kick returns.
Now, Ravens 31-13, we'll talk about these bubble guys as we're heading into the final weekend of the NFL preseason, just a few days away, basically, from September 7th, the opener against the Buffalo Bills. But speaking of runs, how about them Orioles this weekend against the Houston Astros? Brandon Young has a perfect game rolling on Friday night. So me and my wife are out having dinner. They're not a sponsor, but their name rhymes with Ike's. And I'm sitting there, and I say to Dean, the bartender, and Arias is up. I said, you know he's breaking up this perfect game.
Did you really?
Yeah. I said, you know this is happening. And then he hits the dribbler, and then Brandon Young tries to go all Burt Jones from the mound to first base. But the Orioles do win the game by far, obviously, his most impressive performance. Saturday is a game that one of them Arias again, one of them heartbreakers. And then yesterday, what you need to look forward to is I've been telling you people for the last few weeks. What you saw in that lineup yesterday and on the mound, because Kramer's under contract, this is next year's team. They're going to need to add pieces, as we discussed, no doubt about it. But they just took 2 out of 3 from Seattle, took 2 out of 3 from Houston. They're wreaking havoc at the top of the American League West. That's next year's team. We're seeing it in real time. And you're going to get Bradish and Wells back coming up here in the next couple of weeks as well. But Sammy Basayo made his major league debut yesterday. Got 2 ribbies, hit that liner to right field. But Sanchez, the right fielder for the Astros, Nolan, stole a grand slam from Gunnar and then took Basayo's first home run away from him. So it's Sanchez, good for you. Jordan Westberg, 5 ribbies, 4 for 5 yesterday, including an oppo homer. Dean Kramer was brilliant. I mean, for the last 6 games, we've seen the Orioles look like the team we all thought they were going to be. Mm-hmm. Coming into the season, now off to Fenway Park, taking on the Boston Red Sox, who are in a playoff position themselves. But if you want to comment on Basayo and Beavers, they're here, man. The gang's here. Moo Man's back. Man Bun's pitching his ass off. Brandon, you got Trevor Rogers tonight. Can the Orioles be spoilers? They're 10 out of the wild card. Don't even get in it. I know you're thinking somebody's lurking on the phone line. Well, no, that's done. It's been done. But can they be spoilers? Would you take that? Yep. Go up to Boston, take 2 in a row from them, and then Houston comes to town this weekend, put a foot up their rear end again? Or maybe they might lose every game this week. I don't know. That's why they play the games. It's Vinny, Eddie, Nolan. You're on the field.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. happening now, connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
For the Orioles to just get, you can just see a different, I don't know, there's an energy level that's a little bit different around this team. Now, what they do over the next 6 weeks or whatever it is, does it save Manzolino? Probably not.
What would, yeah, I was just going to ask you, Bob, what do you think they'll have to do? Like, if all these young guys do well and the pitchers do well, you know, and they finish strong with, you know, plus 10 games over 500 over the next.
I mean, if they get to 500, then you're looking at him, his record as manager is well above 500, because the Orioles were buried when Brandon Hyde got the boot. What was that, May?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were still in Triple Crown territory when he got fired. But we'll see. It's fun to watch. Gives you something to look forward to. This is next year's team in real time. And what we've seen so far has been pretty strong. What do you think, there, Nolan McGraw? It was actually enjoyable. I mean, because it can be painstaking. I mean, nobody wants to watch their team suck and get clobbered more often than they win. But it's been a fun thing to see, because all of the guys, even Carlson's starting to heat up again. Maybe too little too late for him. But either way, we're seeing the dudes that are going to be part of next year's opening day lineup.
Yeah, I've been asking for it for a while, you know, and it's good to finally see it here. I don't really understand why Saturday for Beavers instead of Friday, and then why Basayo Sunday instead of, again, Friday, Saturday. But now that we're here, it's over, it's done with. All that drama stuff is behind us, I guess. Now you just want to see them roll and take the opportunity and see what they can do with it. I thought they deserved more at-bats at the major league level, but remains to be seen how many they end up getting. But couldn't really ask for much more in terms of a debut for both of them. For both of them to get that hit out of the way, contribute right out the gate. Beavers, I thought, you know, rocket off the ball there in extra innings. He probably could have done even more damage on Saturday, but just wasn't meant to be, I guess.
Well, take two out of three from the Houston Astros. So the Orioles have won four of their last six games. Now they go take on the Red Sox here in Boston. We'll talk about the Sox later in the program with one of our many Red Sox guys, Christopher Smith, as a matter of fact, from Mass Live. But let's get out to the phones, talk about the Orioles, talk about the Ravens. Got the AFC North, what's going on with Dylan Gabriel, got the star for Cleveland. Chris Sanders is hurt, and, you know, he was looking good till he wasn't. We'll get into all of that. Let's go to William in Northeast Baltimore. William, thanks for holding. How are you feeling?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. All right.
Yes. Well, I'm an Oriole fan from way back, and I always will be. And when they're not doing good, I still follow them, and I want to talk about what they have to do the remainder of the season. Okay. I am tired of looking at O'Neill, Kowser, and all these guys hitting 210, 213, even Rutschman hitting 227. I'm tired of that. What I want to see Dylan Beavers in the lineup, Sam Basalo in the lineup, Jeremiah Jackson in the lineup every single day. And I want to hang up and listen to you guys' response.
All right. Well, thank you, William. And I think you might get your wish for the time being. And we'll talk about the service time with Rich Dubroff later in the show, because there is going to be a cap on their at-bats, Beavers and Basayo, even though they made it to August the 15th, which was one benchmark. But I think we're going to see what you saw yesterday should be for the next 2 days, because you got two righties. You got May and Buehler, two Dodgers. Former for the Boston Red Sox here. So that's going to be something to keep your eye on. I don't know if you've really noticed, but Adley's been playing really good.
Yes, he is.
Since June. Then he went on the shelf, and, you know, he's doing his things. He seems to have tightened up defensively.
Yeah, he threw 85 miles an hour down to the second base, yeah, which is the best in baseball right now.
Doing a yeoman's job behind the plate. It's going to be interesting to see how Manzolino is going to allocate the at-bats at first base. But we've already talked about these things. Now instead of speculating and wondering, now we get to watch it happen in real time.
Yep.
So man's up. With that lineup looking tonight against the Boston Red Sox, but the Orioles did look good over the weekend. Ravens looked good against Dallas, who looked bad. I mean, is that a precursor maybe to the Cowboys season? I know that their starters didn't play for the most part, but aren't they kind of a challenge team talent-wise anyway, even with their starters?
I mean, I think their O-line is struggling, and their D-line is, I mean, it was horrible. I mean, with their better players, I mean, they had the ball for 6 minutes the first half. Yeah. You know, they had two first downs and no and last week in the opener, they had no touchdowns the first half either. And, you know, your better players are playing early, you know, so if you're not scoring early, it's kind of scary.
By the way, that Joe Milton can throw the football.
Oh, he definitely can do
that.
Oh,
man, he made a couple of premier throws for sure. All right, we'll come back, take your phone calls, anything you want to get into. We got you covered here on this Monday. Christopher Smith, as we said, Mass Live at 11:30. Talk about the Red Sox. Yeah, hey, look, last time the Orioles played in Boston, they wanted to get rid of Cora, and Trevor Story was horrible. Now, there are two main reasons they're kind of hanging around.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Around right now. Jason Cole later in the show, longtime NFL writer, and then Rich Dubroff talks about these birds. Take two out of three from Houston. 12-0 yesterday, Sammy Basayo. And let's get this out of the way. It's Basayo, not Basilio, not Carmen Basilio, the boxer. Basayo, Samuel Basayo. Let's memorize it, get to know it, because hopefully we'll be saying this dude's name in a positive way for the Orioles for many, many years to come. All right, let's get out to the phones. Ravens, Loop won the kicking job, 5 field goals Saturday against Dallas. These Isaac, unfortunately, dislocated elbow. He's going to miss, as John Harbaugh said, at least a few weeks. And you know, don't even want to speculate in regards to what that even means. All right, go to PT in Towson. PT, what's up?
Hey, guys. Bob, first I wanted to thank you guys, because over this season, I know I've said a lot of really stupid things and you haven't hung up on me. And with that in mind, if we just do what the Brewers have done for the last 15 games, we're 3 games out of the wild card with 24 to play, Bob. It's not over yet.
I think you've just exceeded your dumb question limit.
All right, well, that's it.
Yeah, 14 games in a row. Come on. I don't think they've ever done that before in the history of the team.
No, but Bob, you gotta love that freaking lineup. And the starting pitching out of nowhere is clicking. But let me go to your Jackson thing, and I completely agree. Jeremiah, and this is real quick, in the minors he's played 126 at second, 89 games at third, 273 at short, and over 40 games in the outfield. So Jackson could be that Urias guy who can play all over. Obviously, he and Mateo are probably going to battle it out in camp. But the question I have for you today, Bob, is Alex Jackson started out his short brief time at Tampa with a 2-for-46 clip. But then after that, he actually hit the cover off the ball for about 100 at-bats. And you know Tampa Bay's a quality organization that gave Jackson that chance. Do you think Alex Jackson is a guy that could stick on this team moving forward?
Well, it's going to be Rutschman and Basayo are going to be your catchers. They'll go with 3 this year, by all accounts and reports, if you read the news. And, of course, I'm sure you do, PT. But going into next year, I don't know. I mean, are they a team that could afford 3 catchers? I don't think so. Not afford financially, but do you keep 3 catchers at the expense of, say, a bullpen arm? So I don't know. I would lean towards probably not, but you never know. But Basayo's going to play a lot of first base too, so who knows?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great problem to have. It again, Jackson was the 6th pick in the draft. And I know he's getting older in the tooth or whatever, but he's 29. So you wonder, but maybe he's finally figured it out. Again, his OPS is among the leaders on the Orioles. Hmm. And his pop time apparently is very good. So there is talent there. It's just interesting. But as you've said throughout, we're a playoff team in 26, but Elias has got to have a great offseason, and they've got to open the checkbook. So we'll see, but it's certainly a great time to be an Oriole fan, in my opinion.
All right, PT, thanks for the call. So let's see. The Orioles are going to win 14 in a row, move to within three of the wild card. And it was that Johnny Bench he was talking about, or Alex Jackson? And he was the sixth pick in the draft, but that was in 2014. But yeah, okay. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, what's up?
What up, Bob and Vinny? How y'all doing?
Hey, good, man.
So I was watching, and my thought was, just based on what you could see from Dylan Beavers as far as body type, swing type, I think he's going to be the guy that really allows us to just continue to let go of Kyle Stowers a little bit, right? To me, he looks like a younger, better player in the making, per se. I'm not trying to throw any cuts at Stowers by any means, don't get me wrong, but I think Beavers, to me, feels like a guy that'll replace that trade. What do you think?
All right, Kevin, thanks for the call. And by the way, he's not that much younger than Kyle Stowers, who's still 25 years old. I think the way Rodgers is pitching is making us kind of forget what Kyle Stowers is doing for Miami. All-star, and deservedly so, Stowers. He's having a brilliant season for them. But one of the reasons he was traded in the first place is because they have guys like Beavers and Kerstad, who knows what's going on with him. But all these young guys, I mean, they keep drafting outfielders. They have Enrique Bradfield, hopefully, is coming up here. Nate George will be coming up here in the next year or two. So they have a ton of outfielders. I think the win is that Trevor Rogers is pitching as well as any Orioles starting pitcher we've seen in a long, long time. And Nolan, he's hitting the post every fifth day and just bringing quality. When has he sucked?
Yeah.
This year, maybe the Tampa game when they were up 8-0 and that kind of got pear-shaped. But not saying he's Corbin Burns, but he's rivaling the hot run that Corbin Burns was on to start last year, which got him the nod to start the All-Star game.
Yeah, at the very least, it's giving you some comfort heading into next year because there is a lot of moves that need to be made. Like, there's going to be a lot of spending. It just, a lot of changes need to be made. There's no doubt about it. But going into next year, having at least some comfort level in at least the back end of your rotation would be great. And Rodgers could very well end up being a front end guy if he keeps pitching the way he is right now. But I'm still looking to add to that. I think it's just, it makes things a little less daunting when you already pretty much have to build your entire bullpen from scratch outside of maybe one or two names. So to be able to pencil in three, like we'll go Rodgers, Kramer will be there, and Bradish, if you could pencil at least three names in for next year's rotation, it's something.
And
one less thing you got to spend.
Hey, Brandon Young keeps throwing perfect games through 8 innings. You could probably pencil him into the lineup as well.
Bob, you know what's crazy is and this typical fans is, they want to win every trade. You know, they want you to get Rodgers and Rodgers to be, but to get a good player, you got to give a good player, you know? I mean, that's the thing, you know, and this is a trade that right now it's working out for both teams and it's the way it's supposed to be. And it's like, If you're Mike Elias, that's what we thought that this guy, and that's why Miami wanted him. You know, I mean, that's the thing. And when Elias is going to go give away some of these guys who he's going to have to give away to get pitching, to get a quality pitcher, you're gonna hope this guy sucks. You know that, but you're going to give away some good players.
And isn't it the time honored sports cliche in trades? The best trades are the one where both team wins.
Right.
And right now, this is a one. That's a win-win for the Marlins and Orioles. Now, if Norby turns into an all-star, we got a problem. Now, I'm just joking. We'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Vinny's going to talk about some of these bubble Ravens. We're two preseason games in. It's the last week of training camp. Then the final preseason game's coming up against the Commanders this weekend. Who's playing themselves on or off the team? Ravens blow out the Cowboys, 31-13. The Looper. Tyler Loop, he's officially your new kicker here in Baltimore. Unfortunately, Adeez Isaac's going to miss some time. Will not be ready for the Bills, it looks like. Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what's up?
Hey, man, what's up? I was listening to Vinny this morning. He was talking about what Cooper Rush or whatever his name is, what he should do and not do if he had to ever come in. And we were discussing the players around him are that good that he really, really has – not really doesn't have to do but so much, but just play the game as he should. And it took me back to what Dilfer did when we had a good team. And then I thought about, what does a conductor do in an orchestra? You got all those people sitting up there with the instruments, with the sheets in front of them, which I contribute to be your playbook. And all he does is sit there and he just conducts, you know, and he lets them be who they can be and play. And about the Oreo thing, I was just telling Nolan, I keep telling y'all make so many good points that allows them as people listening to you guys. If you ever notice, you suggest moves they should make months in advance. They make them down the line. They can't make them when you say them because it'll be too obvious that they're listening to you guys. And last but not least, PT, I commend you for being one of those people I talked about because I love listening to the intelligent players. I mean, callers. And I do laugh at the other ones. Take it easy, guys.
There's Joe and Woodbury. Cooper Rush, if he's playing more than five games, Ravens are probably in trouble.
Oh, boy. Big time. Big time.
At least this Super Bowl or bust mentality that a lot of us have.
Yeah, because that means Lamar's hurt.
But there's still enough. Can he maintain, navigate a 3-4 game stretch with Henry in the defense and those sorts of
and
things?
The receivers and the tight ends.
I mean, there's enough to work with, but, you know, Lamar's next level guy. We're talking about, you know, one of the best quarterbacks of the last 15, 20 years, and Cooper Rush, who's 9-5 as a starter. Though, let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Bob and Vinny, good morning. What's going on with y'all?
What's up?
Hey, not much, man. You know, so I watched the game this past weekend, well, half of it, you know. But listen, Rush hasn't had the chance to play with the first team. And if we, like I said, I don't think we're in big trouble if we have to use him in the regular season. We got to give this hand the ball off to Henry. Don't try to play hero. And he can make some things happen for us. You know, but hopefully we don't need them.
I say you the know, Cowboys suck, Rashawn.
Well, it's preseason. Listen.
Yeah, good morning.
Listen, 1992, right? We only won one preseason game, you know, and they went on to win the Super Bowl that year. So
they haven't even scored an offensive touchdown.
Yeah, we're not trying to show everything. We're trying to find out to open the playbook up today, you know, but you'll see Thursday night open night against the Eagles, man. You're gonna see something. Watch. Y'all gonna be changing your tone real quick. Like Schottenheimer, you know, got something up his sleeve, man. You know, but
we're gonna be seeing the Eagles cover that 7-point spread.
I don't lose your money, Bob. Don't lose your money. But hey, so I had PT called in. He was talking about a man, Jeremiah Jackson. Man, listen, this guy had 39 at bats, man. He's batting, averaging with .333, OPS of .812. I think we found our next utility guy. No, man, the guy, people was complaining about the lineup yesterday because of him in it. They were like, just imagine that was Hestad down there, you know, in the ninth spot. I'm like, what has Kerstad done, you know? And then Jackson comes out, three hits. You know, all he does is produce.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm very impressed with this guy. And he's relatively young, the former second-round pick of the Angels, you know, when he was coming out of high school. But what I like about him, it's an area of need. He can play outfield, infield, and he hits right-handed. They need a right-handed stick.
Exactly.
And he brings that to the equation. So, yeah, Rashawn, I like Jackson.
Yeah. So what would you do next season? You know, we got O'Neal coming back. He's going to be – hopefully he'll be healthy. Would you still got – I hear some rumors about, you know, trying to get Tucker. Would you still spend that type of money, $400 million, on a Kyle Tucker for next season?
I'd at least inquire as to whether or not he's interested in playing in Baltimore. Thanks, Rashawn, for that tag. I don't think Chicago's going to let him go. Quietly, I mean, Houston got rid of him because they didn't want to pay him. But this is a guy that can be an MVP-level player. I'd still want to see more starting pitching additions. And then the bullpen. Even, look, Aiken, not a closer. Reliable left-handed setup guy. Cano, not a closer. Not even right now a reliable right-handed setup guy. And we'll see what these other young kids bring you the equation. I mean, Batista dealing with a significant shoulder, so you're going to need a closer. I mean, the bullpen, Nolan, is in tatters. They've been shattered.
You just have a hard time seeing them spend big money on a free agent bat. That's my personal opinion. I think if they were going to hand money out there, it would hopefully be to extend one of their young guys of their own. I mean, we can dream for that, but based on, like you just said, how many needs there are on the pitching side of things, I just don't know if they'll be able to allocate any money on a big bat at that point.
I'd like to see Tyler O'Neill stay healthy, but hasn't that been kind of what every team he's played for has said throughout his career? Now three teams in, Cardinals, Red Sox, and obviously the Orioles. And it's just when he plays, and you're like, okay, I get it. and he runs into the fence or gets stuck in the fence, or you know, the muscles start to bulge too much, and he's got to take
a seat. Yeah, they will be spending on at least one outfielder. Like, you're going to have to add at least somebody from the outside. I just don't think it's going to be a big flashy name. Okay. Probably just a 1 year with an option stopgap type of thing.
But he'll be back in early September, maybe.
Yeah. We're no room at the end.
Right. It's like, okay, we can just, hey, look at Toronto without Santander. And they're five games up in the division. We have time for another call. Nolan McGraw. He says yes. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. Trippy, what's up?
Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all? What's up, Bob and Vinny? Hey,
what's man? Up, Tripp?
Hey, man, I'm telling, man. Hey, the Orioles looking good, man. It's about time, right? Now, well, I ain't too high on Gale after talking to Rob yesterday. But, I mean, I like the potential, you know what I mean? But Rogers, he's looking good. So I'm looking at it like, if we could bring another young arm up and maybe a couple relievers, let's just see what they got. Because let's be honest, what we playing for? We ain't really playing for nothing this year, right? And then let's go out and get a, like, probably a quality starting pitcher. I ain't too high on getting a bat, though. I don't think we really need a bat because we still got the young guys. And then the Orioles, like Rashawn said, I don't know what Rashawn keeps talking about Cooper Rush for, man. I just pray, God forbid, Lamar don't get hurt, because I don't want to see Cooper Rush out there, man. I don't want to see him out there. That man is trash, if you ask me. And another thing, Ben Cleveland. I know Raven fans not high on 77, but we got to stop talking about 66, man, because I don't know who worse. But I think Filele got potential. But other than that, I'm ready for the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, it is what it is, so...
All right, yeah, Trippy.
And by the way, Bob. I mean, not Bob. Hey, Vinny, real quick. Rashawn said something about the Cowboys, this and that. I like the Eagles minus 9.5 week one. Hello? I'll talk to y'all tomorrow, man.
Well, the spread's 7.
Yeah.
But I could see a little puffy pants right out of the gate.
I could, too.
In Philadelphia, division game, for sure. Philly just traded for a wide receiver, too. Got Mechie from Houston. We'll get into all of that and more. If you're on the phones, hang tight. You're next. 410-583-1057. Talk about the Orioles. 2 out of 3 from Houston. Basayo's up. He got his first two ribbies. Beavers is here. He got his first hit. Man Bun pitched brilliantly. Brandon Young was throwing a perfect game into the 8th. Should have swept him, but then again, it's been a season of what it could have, should have, hasn't it?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.